afternoon, Kwamina.
Good afternoon, TTK.
What are we hearing? Is it true that some students of the Otibwatin SHS in Koforidua are suspected to be suffering from cholera?
Thank you. What we heard from them was that they have suffered from food poisoning, but not specifically the cholera as you've reported earlier.
Kwamina, if you say you heard from them, hello Kwamina, if you're saying you heard from them, who? The school or the hospital?
Both the school and the hospital, because they were both, we went to two sources for the information. And when we went to the school, the headmaster, Mr. John Hodgson Atta, told us that they had the case yesterday reported, and then went to the infirmary for first aid. Then later on, they referred them to the regional hospital for proper medication. And later on, the number increased to 35. And even before that, 5 out of the 11 who went on admission had been treated and discharged. So by today, when we went there, the number had increased to 35, as I was saying. And today, when we went there...
Yeah, Kwame Onuma, don't go too far. Let me ask you this. Are they boarding students or day students? Let's make that distinction.
Well, that one we can't confirm, because we generalize it as students. We did not go deep to know that they are day or boarders. But the tutors were with them at the hospital when they were receiving treatment. And we can say that one thing we heard is that none of them was a finalist. All of them are first and second year students. But they went and then at outside the school canteen. It was the normal bush canteen that some of us go and then eat. And it was there that they detected this and they went to the hospital. And today, as at the time we were leaving from the hospital, 8 additional patients had been discharged, summing up to 13 out of the 35. So those who are there are still receiving treatment. And the medical directors were also telling us that they are still investigating. And we were fortunate to meet the team who were dispatched to come there and then find out that they were definitely and then brief the media so that we don't misinform the public to cause fear and panic before the school's academic year ends.
Now, Kwamina, I'm interested because if you say this is food poisoning and not suspected cholera, what are the symptoms? Were you told how they were feeling? Were they vomiting? Were they easing themselves? What is happening to them?
We heard of complaints from them on body pains and then abdominal pains, and some of them were also vomiting. These were the minor things that they learned, and diarrhea, and then they sent them to the hospital. But we've not heard of any specific report on cholera. Now they are still investigating from the laboratory text and then come out with an authentic information that this is cholera or that disease or this disease.
Well, we'll be waiting for you to give us that, because you need to know what is happening to the students. 35 of them from the Otibwatin SHS in Koforidua who are now said to be suffering from food poisoning. And you heard Kwame Onuma, our Eastern Regional Correspondent, live there from Koforidua.